Fifi, Feb and Byron.
Bread Energy, the only energy retailer certified to use the famous green and gold Australian made logo. Support Aussie owned and operated.
101.9.
This is the Fox.
Now, this is a very exciting day because in my hot little hands, I have something I have been waiting 3 years to get hold of. And what great timing. It was book week last week for primary school students, or I guess senior school students too, around Australia. And a few we saw on social media that still kids are dressing up as Fev from Fev's books. And I kept saying to you, Fev, I've never seen one of the books you wrote, the kids' books you wrote. And here I have it, hardcover.
Yeah, found one on the garage floor yesterday.
The best game ever. And it's official AFL. Did the AFL help publish this? Yeah. Oh, it is. It's actually published by the AFL. Written by, in red, Brendan Favola.
Just so people can see.
And Christian Whitehead.
Yes.
Illustrated by Kat Chadwick.
It's good Kat.
So
good
you
pictures.
And Christian, did you and Christian like sit down and...
Well, I wrote it with Al and they fixed it. Just all the punctuation.
Is it biographical? Like, is this your life? Because this little kid looks like you. Is this little Fev?
Yeah, it's a made-up game, obviously. But is me, but it's not me.
Can I read? I've never read this. Can I start reading?
Sure. Are we going to read the whole book or we could be here till nine?
I'll read the first page.
Well,
today is the biggest game of the season. I am captain of the Blues.
Well, hang on.
But you weren't.
Fantasyland.
Oh, you've made yourself the Carlton captain. Yeah. That is gorgeous.
I was about to say, is it Chris Judd's book? No, it's your book.
No, it's your book. Okay, I am the captain of the Blues. In our rooms, my teammates and I change into our footy gear. We wear blue socks, white shorts, a blue jumper, football boots.
Great our plot. Opponents. So far the plot is
it's good for the Sydney siders to realise and know our game too.
I love what you've done here
really
too.
Helpful.
Our opponents, the Reds, and they've got red and white.
Yeah.
Didn't. Get ready next door. Oh, you can feel the excitement. I love that.
Yeah, I'll show you something, Boxy, because it's like...
Why are you bald in that photo?
That's the umpire.
Oh, sorry.
It looks like Kevin Bartlett.
That's the umpire. So at the back, Boxy.
Yeah.
So it goes through the game and what happens at halftime and the rules and stuff. And
little Fev.
Little Jono. Little Jono gets a little bit of a run. And I made like...
Jono
that, so that was on. Like... There were some of the players. Oh, that was Nick Stevens. It meant to be little Lance Whitner with the red hair.
Oh, it is too.
Yeah. So we made all this. We've got
who's
the coach,
that guy
Dennis Pagan, with the coach. So at the back, it's got all the footy words and what they mean. So like, but people like Byron who doesn't know footy because he's
running.
Oh, you got a glossary.
It's got like the drop punt, what it is out in the full on the mark, a torpedo punt, the one percenters or non-baller. It's got all those little what
this
they
is
mean.
Great. Yeah. That's a very that's a great
there it
book.
Is, Fiona. Take it home to Trix. And,
oh, she'll love this.
A lot of kids have had the lights turned out at night and we just had a little light next to their bed and they shut their mince pies to the words.
And my
of the
favorite,
luch.
You know,
mainly Christian McCullough.
The observation I would also like to make is it was published in 2009, which was a big year for you. And I just think it's quite ironic that the photo of the drawing of you on the cover, you're holding a nice bottle of H2O water.
Yeah, always got to hydrate after a couple of...
2009. Don't know that that's what you were drinking.
101.9. The Fox.
Now we, as I said to you earlier, Fev, Trixie and I were watching it together.
Yeah.
Daisy, we got her asleep. And then Trixie's a Tigers supporter and she loves them.
Bit of Bluey straight
and,
in. Just
yeah,
a good lead in.
We watched Bluey as the lead up. And I actually thought she'd only make halftime. She made the whole game.
Oh, wow.
And we were lying there watching it together in my bed. And I thought she's right into it, but obviously she's seven.
Yeah.
And I thought I'd start recording her, just recording the chats we were having because they were so adorable and I thought I'll play these back to her one day. But I thought you might like them. So
I like that you watched the whole game. That's got me up and about.
Yeah, I was right into it.
Yeah.
I was on the edge of my seat.
I'm glad
I wasn't
you watched
coping.
It, 'cause it was one of the games of
wasn't
one
it?
Of the grand finals, probably the best in the last 20 years, I reckon. It was bloody good game.
2016 was pretty good.
Yeah,
I really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go, Feb. This is Trixie and I talking through the game as it unfolded.
Wow. Analysis.
Who's going to win?
Tigers. Because it's the grand final, everybody's trying so, so super duper hard to win. And because they're trying so hard, that they're hurting themselves.
Puss.
That was a great move.
Why isn't that guy trying to snatch it?
Just kick a goal already. That one's got to be a kick.
Oh, no, that's Geelong. That's not good. That's not good. That's a goal to Geelong.
No. It's cheating if you just dropped it in the goal. That will be cheating.
Yeah, you've got to kick it in.
How's that LBW?
It's not an LBW.
It is.
It's not. There's no LBW in football. That's cricket.
Yeah, they just got an... Yeah, Tigers just got an LBW.
Didn't get an LBW. What did you just call Dusty?
Getting wild, boy. Yours? I know what you're doing.
Wow!
Get him wild boy!
I wonder where she got that from. Is that what you say to him?
I don't know where that came from.
I think
from.
That was super duper.
Isn't that adorable?
Yeah,
I
my
loved
God.
It.
Now, you're not a cricket fan.
No,
where did
I
she get
don't
LBW
know
from?
Where LBW came
wicket?
From. Why? Wow. Yeah, I don't know where that came from.
Did she not like the violence? Like the people that,
well,
when they got hurt?
Well, let's be honest, too. Yeah, we're concussed in the first 20 minutes. It was a bit hard to explain to her as the Ambos were heading onto the field. And I was trying to say that, well, you love this. I did get the chance to say, and that's why, sweetheart, you'll never play football.
Did you say to her, did you go, now, this is what happens like in a game of footy. People can get hurt, but it's going to be a super duper game.
No, I did.
And the bad boy, the wild boy, is going to snatch it. Ooh,
I've never called Dusty the wild boy.
Well, where would she get it from?
Well, I think he's got tattoos and a mohawk. I think she's come to that conclusion herself. But I love this. Now, Mikey, our wonderful audio engineer to the stars, he's so good at this.
That's us.
He has come.
You just called us stars.
You just called yourself
right,
a star.
Actually. I did.
Continue.
He has. This is what life would be like if Trixie was in the commentary box with Bruce McAvaney.
Oh, wow.
Here we go. BT's in here as well.
BT.
And Trixie box.
He's out cold behind the play here. Foston, what happened?
He ran straight to danger. That was the one where Danger's punched the ball and followed through.
Yeah, wow. Ablett's in trouble too, by the way, guys. And he was out before he hit the ground, Gary Ablett.
Because it's the grand final, everybody's trying so... so super duper hard to win, and because they're trying so hard that they're hurting themselves.
See, this is huge.
I think Daisy Pierce might have a bit of an issue.
101.9 The Fox.
Oh, Fifi, Fev and Byron, during this never-ending lockdown, it feels like, well, because we have, we've been locked down for a long time. Yeah. We've been checking in with different folks on the phone. Sometimes we even link up a Zoom to different mates all around the world and around Melbourne.
Yes, we do. And we've got Have You Been Paying Attention tonight, 8:40 on Channel 10. And one of the stars joins us now, Tim McDonald. Hi, Tim.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, great to have you, Tim. How are you going there in lockdown? How's lockdown treated you?
Well, lockdown in Melbourne, it's a little bit like being on SAS Australia. You know, we're just trying to tunnel out, woken up in the middle of the night waiting for case numbers. So sure. I've just been, you know, backwards diving out of helicopters trying to get out.
Have you taken up any hobbies, Tim? Like a lot of people tend to, I guess, have learned a bit about themselves over the last 6 months. Have you ventured into anything new?
No, I've differentiated. I've learned nothing about myself. I reckon I've got less done in lockdown. We got a puppy at the start of lockdown. And
oh,
I reckon no one, none of the great achievers in life ever had a Labradoodle because they just take up all of your time.
No,
so,
that's actually really hard work. As someone who's had a puppy in the last few years, that was possibly the 6 months. That was the most draining 6 months. And I've just had a baby. Like, that's a lot.
But Tim, Fee's dog's not in lockdown. It's always outside now. She just kicks it out.
No, I don't.
Dogs are allowed out for more than an hour. So that's why I can't stand her. She's got better, got more rights than we do at the moment.
Who's on the show tonight?
Great lineup tonight, Fev. Ash London from Ash London Live. Yes. Ursula Carlson, Lloyd Langford. Some guy called Sam Pang, and I'm filling in for Ed Cavalier tonight. He's it's Mad Monday for Ed. He's at Boost Juice. Ed can't be with us tonight, but and Tom's back, and apparently, so I'm told, sporting a new look.
Is that a bit of work,
Adele on SNL. He's got a dramatic weight loss, so get in for that at 8:40.
Bit of work. You got big shoes to fill with Ed because Ed always tries to win. He answers every question.
He's a little bit competitive, he's the Dustin Martin of our show. So I'm gonna try and have a go tonight.
How did you actually, Tim? Were you following the grand final? Who do you barrack for?
I'm an Essendon fan, so we actually don't have enough players left to compete in the grand final at the moment. So. But I was listening before, and I was amazed that Trixie made it through the whole game. Fee, not even some of the Geelong players did. So an amazing effort.
They needed to be on the good stuff that the Bombers used to be on. Might have got through.
Hey, Fev, what did you think of the grand final? What did you think of the night grand final?
It was a great game. Very good game. Probably one of the best in the last 20 years, I reckon. But the night grand final, I didn't like it. Let's be honest. About 12 o'clock, Cox Plate started the coverage, and I'm like, do I have a beer? Do I not have a beer? Do I want to get to the end of the game? So I was very crook yesterday. Night grand final can do that.
And it was hard to have a kick after the game because it was midnight in the middle of the
Don't
street.
Worry, I kicked on. I was on Boxy. I was on Donkey
sure
Kong.
You were on
don't
you
worry about that. But I think it'll go back to the normal slot. I think they had great viewers, Boxy, didn't they? Mm.
The 3.9 is very impressive.
Because we're all in lockdown, Tim. So, therefore, everyone's going to be watching from their home. They're not at parties. So, there's going to be more TVs turned on, obviously. Yeah, don't boast about
right.
it.
That's right. Although, I think they had to change the definition of the word entertainment for some of the pregame stuff. I don't know if you saw it, but all the cover versions. Shepherd were great. Wolf Mother were great. Yeah, wasn't a huge fan of the...
No, we covered that early. We also gave him a clip. It was awful.
You don't play any of them on the Fox, do you?
No, it's okay. You can burn those bridges. No, that's fine, Tim. That's okay, mate.
You got a bit nervous then. He's like, oh, no, do we actually play them on the Fox?
Hang on.
The ZMAs are actually our next
guest. Wrap it up there, guys.
Mate, all the best. Okay, there we go. A couple of record companies have called and said, never let that man on again. It is Tim McDonald. He'll be on tonight. Have you been paying attention at 8:40 p.m. on 10? Thank you, Tim.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Tim.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Chappelle Corby, she's talking a bit lately because of her performance on SAS Australia. Mm-hmm. She made it through two eps before she called time. Fair enough. In her defence, she's 44, I think. And
she had my issue. She wouldn't be able to compete.
Well, you've got to have an elite level of fitness, and she clearly didn't have it. No. So she walked. They did say she had the mental fitness. And when you've lived through what she lived through in that jail for 10 years, you would be mentally.
100%. I tried to get in there, remember, Boxy?
I do. I remember we were in Bali and you said, I'm going to go to Karaba Khan. And I said, I wouldn't have thought so. And you still
got a little bit in.
You went to the vending machine, is that right, in the front door?
It's unbelievable. They've got a cafe inside the jail. Like, it's a beautiful cafe. Got some good food in there.
Did you sit there and have something to
eat? Yeah, I went and got something to eat because it was on a Sunday, but it's not open. So I tried to get in. But I got into where the people, you know, they go into their cell and you can hand them Maccas and stuff.
Because, you know, there's lovely cafes in Seminyak. Like, there's other places. Chengdu's got some great spots.
Mate, Chappelle made that prison famous, Boxy, and I always wanted to go there.
Well, you did. Now, speaking of famous, Chappelle has commented on, because at some stage they will make a story of her life.
100%.
Oh, they actually did. I just remembered. Remember that? They did a mini series a few years ago.
They did,
ago.
Yeah. They'll do a movie.
Yeah, that one just, that was, I don't watch it. But Chappelle has said that if they made a movie, she would like Lindsay Lohan to play her.
Wow.
And she's not, like, there is a similarity. There's a freckliness that they've got in common. There's a look that they could, and more than that, they also sound quite similar. Like, if you think about, we heard Chappelle's voice while she was on SAS Australia. Yes. Well, it was quite childlike. Like,
did you do boxing before?
Yeah, I fight.
What?
I fight.
I thought you were a swimmer.
No. No, I was on the host from The Biggest Loser. That's what my claim to fame is.
With,
Michelle and Commando.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, so that's what I did, mate.
Oh.
I don't know if you'll hear for much of that. I think it was probably most of the time when you're away.
Yeah, no, I saw photos in magazines.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about Lindsay, let's have a listen. This is Lindsay when in Parent Trap about circa 91.
I have a brilliant, beyond brilliant idea.
Oh, my. It's...
I'm serious. I am a total genius.
That is.
It's the same.
I know what Dad is like, right? Right? And I'm dying to know Mom.
I mean, Lindsay is 12
She's like,
at the time.
Oh, that's a great movie.
Yeah, but very similar.
Who would play you in a film, Boxy?
Oh, okay. Reese Witherspoon?
Yep.
Who would play you?
Who, oh, God, probably Banner.
Yeah, Eric Banner. I could see that.
Maybe Eric Banner.
Okay.
But I reckon that's what you'd sound, that's what I sound like when I get like a hit to the family jewels.
Okay, there we go.
Oh, you sound, like
this would be me. Balls come in. Oh!
I have a brilliant, beyond brilliant idea.
Wrong there one. You go. I want a Chappelle. I don't want to sound like a 12-year-old girl.
Red Energy, the only energy retailer certified to use the famous green and gold Australian-made logo. Support Aussie-owned and operated. 101.9. This is the